Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Colbert the Alchemist.
Yes, man. On today's episode, we talk about so many things, man. We talked about alignment.
Yes, spirituality, mental health, mindsets, intentions, and things of that nature. And of course, we go into business and all of that, but there's so much on this episode.
And listen, let me tell you something. There's some announcements being made today. So yes. Tune in until the end.
To the end. Stay to the end. You don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss that. Tune in right now.
We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith Grind Inspire podcast with your host, Gene Alert.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspired Podcast. I'm your host, Gene Alert. And today we have a very special guest, a good childhood friend of mine. Yes, we grew up together. And this guy's doing amazing things, man. He's gonna bring a lot of balance in my life, right?
That's
my
it.
My man Kobe. Saint Laurent. What's going on, brother?
All is well. It's an honor and pleasure to be here, my brother. It's a long time coming, but 2020 is the time to do it. It's a decade to do it.
Yes,
so I'm ready for it.
Yes. There's a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
There's some things that we're working on, and we're going to put that out there.
Of course.
Later on, yeah. We'll make some announcements. But so tell the people who you are, what you about,
okay.
Where you from.
Got you. Well, I'm the typical immigrant story. My family, my parents came here from Haiti. When they were teenagers, came to Brooklyn. That's where I was born, and we went out to Long Island, and I was raised out in Long Island. My father is a pediatrician, so he was able to basically set the foundation for us financially, and then from there it was really just figuring it out, you know. And that's my story. And then from there I went to school, I got my degree as you're supposed to do. But I didn't find what my calling was. That was more of a security thing. You got to get the receipt, make sure everybody's happy. And then that's actually where I created my first company. It was Flying Focus Entertainment. It was a promotional company. We were throwing parties because it was a need. There was a lack of parties where I was at in Jersey. So that took off, and I got called actually by a friend of mine. And that's actually when I met Gene, when I first started throwing parties. And he was like a very mentor to me. He was very, very much of a mentor to me because you basically showed me certain ropes and things that I could best implement. And it's so important to have a mentor, someone that you could look up to, or someone that could lead you in a direction. And the fact that we have similar backgrounds, you know, you being Haitian as well, it was definitely a boost, because when you have somebody that can help you, you can avoid certain mistakes that you may go through along the way. So from there, I got called to start promoting parties in New York City. And that was when Manhattan was the economy was thriving. You know, I was making a lot of money. You know, I was on payroll with certain clubs, and I was just showing up, you know, drinking for free, getting everybody, having a great time. And then you saw the recession hit. You saw the clubs start closing down. I was owed money. Found out, you know, bank clubs getting bankrupt and they couldn't pay me anymore. So that was an eye opener for me, because I realized like I have no control, and the feeling of not having control is not comfortable. It's not, you know. So it's like I had to start realizing that I wanted to start taking things into my control. And then I went into real estate, and real estate was another thing that you really don't have a lot of control of. And that's where I started to really start to tap in and find the value within myself. And that is where I found meditation. Meditation was something that allowed me to understand who I was. Because a lot of the times we're in this place where, you know, we're seeing everything. So meditation for me is what brought me here. Then I created my next company, which was the Meditating Chef and Company, which was a company that incorporated teaching people how to meditate and bettering their lives, eating holistically, and doing events. And that took off. I mean, that took off in out of nowhere, but it was really something that was created organically. We didn't plan. So that was another company that we served Hot 97, the Breakfast Club, Diddy. We did their photo shoots. Summer Jam. We were all over the press, and that was something that really wasn't planned. It was just happened organically. So I learned what scaling was. Scalability was something that I learned in business. And then from there, now I'm in this place. Now I created my next company, which is Zencation Retreats, and I have another company that I started last year as well. So it's been a process, but for me, it was mastering and understanding my gifts, and then seeing how that I can translate it. And that was just through trial and error, and making myself better. And now I'm here. I'm a business consultant, but for me, I'm also a spiritual teacher, where I teach people how to find balance within themselves. You know, to really just find their passion, and create a purpose, and then turn it into a paycheck. And that's my life now. So they call me the alchemist because I made drinks. But the irony is that alchemy is it can be used in anything. Anybody can become their own alchemist. Anybody can turn an undesirable circumstance and make it something desirable, or take a negative situation and make it positive. And that's really just a mental thing and a mentality thing. And that's something that I had to learn. And it's faith, grind, inspire. So now that I found a faith within myself, and it wasn't something exterior, I tapped in, and then from there, that allowed me to allow everything else to grow. And now we're here now. And as soon as 2020 came, I feel like my whole life was getting to this place, was to figure out what my purpose was. And my purpose is really to inspire, because there's nothing more powerful than inspiring people. And as 2020 came, I'm 33 now. It's just a symbolic. If you understand numbers, 33 is a master number. Obviously, people understand that Jesus died at 33. We lost Nipsey at 33, and it's a master number. So for me, I'm just so ready. So 2020 is just really just putting everything into place, finding my tribe, people that I, you know, connect with, align with my values, my morals. And then from there, you create the kingdom, you create your heaven on earth. But it's really doing the inner work. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Man, I just wanted you to talk, bro.
That's it, man. That's it, man.
Man, so I mean, thank you. There's so much stuff that we could unpack.
Yeah.
One thing that I wanted to, and thank you for sharing, right, and being so transparent, right. And you did include one thing. You're a dad.
My dad. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're a dad. And shout out to your son.
Yes, right? My son. Yeah, I am a dad, as father. You know, that's a big thing that changed me as well.
Yes.
It definitely puts that grind. That's when you really, it's like, it's time to grind.
It's time to grind. Anywhere.
Yeah,
for real.
Shout out to my son, Navi. He's 5 years old. That's my everything.
Yes. So now, one thing that I took away from it, being that this podcast is all about the mindset of entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. You said something interesting. You said you started off in college because you wanted to fill a void in college, because there wasn't the parties. Or you went to Rutgers, right?
No, I went to Seton Hall.
Seton Hall.
Oh, you can't tell a Seton Hall when you went to Rutgers. That's the enemy.
Yeah, it is.
Seton Hall, man. Shout out to Seton Hall.
So Seton Hall. Yes, I remember Seton Hall. I remember it was one of those. Two.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you went to Seton Hall. There was a lack of events, nightlife,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you created that space, and you found that space, and you built a business off
filled
of it,
the
right?
Void, yes.
I remember our first party together, right?
Yes.
You started in the game young, yeah. And we were the first people to bring out Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole.
You were part of the promotion team, and you were one of the investors in the program.
Yeah.
And then we get to the club, right?
Oh, man.
And we couldn't even get that into the party because we weren't old enough.
I wasn't even 21 yet.
He wasn't even 21 yet.
I was just so ahead of the game.
So he couldn't even get in.
Yeah.
And but that night, that night changed something in my life, because I'm older than you, right?
Yeah.
And I said, wow, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because the feeling of, because I've never had, I don't like being in a position where people talk bad about me.
Right.
And so that was one night where, in the party game, where I realized that, hold up, even though this guy gave us the money to get this artist, he's part of this promotional team,
but
we don't control the
it's
clubs.
Out of your control, man.
Like, it's not around control.
Yeah.
And we weren't, no one thought about it.
Yeah.
We were just so excited to be, we never asked the age.
Yeah.
We didn't, we just was like, look, we want to put Keisha Cole. We want to be the first people to do it.
Yeah.
And let's make this happen. And Kobe was like, yo, I'm down.
Yeah.
And so I remember you. There was another guy.
Yeah. Prop.
Yeah, prop. Yeah. Carl.
Yeah.
And they weren't old enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, but that didn't stop you.
Not at all.
Because you guys said, you know what? If we can't get into these clubs, we're going to do some college nights.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. We did them.
And you guys did. You guys were flying focused, man.
We definitely were. That was good times.
Yeah. And even back then, as far as even with the name, right?
Yeah.
You know, you guys were young, fly, and focused. And it's funny that you now, mm-hmm. at 33, you're into meditation and yeah. being so focused yeah. and trying to help other people align.
Yeah.
You were doing that back then.
Yeah, it's true. You know? It's true.
So, which is interesting. Now, the other part of it, too, is the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
People think that once they start a business, that first business is going to be the one that takes them to the moon.
No.
Right?
Right.
In your intro, you gave us three businesses.
Exactly.
From the time you were in college to the time you're today.
Yep.
Right? And you learn things from those.
Absolutely.
From each business.
Absolutely.
Right? I could tell you.
Yeah.
Like, everyone thinks ACA is my first business. It's not.
Yeah.
Right? I had several businesses that failed.
Right.
Exactly. Right? And I thought they were going to be it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But either bad partnerships, my heart wasn't in it.
Right.
You know, that's why certain things that people, if certain businesses that I had licenses, man. Like
right.
I had insurance. I was telling my friend,
yeah.
My agent, Brian, I told him I had my life and health, my 63, my six.
Yeah.
And I let it expire.
Right.
I don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't want to do right. it. You know, I'm a real estate person.
Right.
Right. And that's what I want to mm-hmm. do. You know, so, but that's the thing that people need to understand when they open up businesses. They have to do things that they're passionate about and they're not forced to do, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes when you're forced to do something or you think you got to do it, it doesn't work out the way you
exactly.
want it to.
You know? I think it's your why.
The
At
why.
The end of the day, what is your why?
Yes,
you know, it's
yes.
not the money is not what's going to drive you. Because when you gotta be up late hours and it's you know, you're tired, the money's not gonna keep you there. You're gonna easily find someone could throw you another opportunity, like, yo, you can make quick money here, and you're like, oh, word? Oh, forget this. And it's like, if you have a passion, like something that you're really passionate about, that's gonna keep you up. And that's, you can only find your passion in your heart, you know, because a lot of the times our eyes are constantly analyzing and taking in certain things. And a lot of it's what's been trained. It's what's been given to us. If you grew up in the Caribbean, it was either you need to be a doctor, you need to be a lawyer, you need to be an engineer. You have to go to school, education. Education is very important, but you have to understand who you are,
mm-hmm.
what is for you. Because if you're looking at everybody else, you can compare yourself to everybody else or think I have to do this or that's the route. You know, you're not going to take the same route. You know, I could look at people that I used to look up to, like Jay-Z's and the Diddy's, and you could see them, but you're not going to grow up the way they grew up. They grew up in different times. They're significantly older than me, and you have to be able to find out what yours. You could take certain things from them that inspire you, but you have to really find out what your why is, and it has to go further than you. And that was a process, and you have to go through the failures. You're not gonna be great on the first time. You're gonna have to go through relationships in order for you to learn what's for you and what's not for you. Oh, it's like, because I grew up an athlete. It's like going back to the tapes to say, that's where I messed up at. Now on the next play, I know that the pick is coming, so I can go over the pick and I'm going to hit my next shot. And it's just about being able to understand it's a process and you can't rush it. You just have to take your time and get yourself in the field. Even if it's something that you don't know if you want to do, try to find some type of way to get attached to it to see if it's something that you like. You know, like the parties, if you don't know if you want to be a party promoter, you're like, oh, can I come out and see how it works, you know, and see, oh, this is what the life is about. It's really not for me, you know. I can't be up till 4 o'clock in the morning every night. You know, there's certain things that just didn't bring me satisfaction anymore.
Yeah.
You know, having a good time and making sure people have a good time is good. But I realized that there was more to my life. Like people just hitting me up like, yo, where the party at? That comes old. Like, it was like, I have way more to offer the world than throwing parties. I can still do events and still have a great time, but there's more impact to it. So that's where I started understanding like my gifts and my God-given gifts, but that can only happen through tapping in to understand so you can have the guidance. And that is a big part of my faith.
Kobe, you know what's so crazy? When you said that, I think I felt the most depressed at a party.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about sad.
Yeah.
My parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about everyone's dapping me up, giving me a pound. Yo, Gene, this is the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, we used to, I'm talking about hundreds of people.
A lot of people.
Coming through. Everyone's, you know, all the other promoters are making money. Everyone's giving you a pound and everybody's giving you a handshake. Girls giving you hugs. Everyone's smelling good, looking good, pictures. And I was sad.
Yeah.
I was sad because I was like, this can't be it for me.
It's you know what
I
mean?
This can't be it. Like, I know I could do more, give more to this planet, this
absolutely.
Earth. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, and even going, I don't really go to parties anymore, but I realized that throwing parties, you know, I said people are putting, I hate when people put me in a box.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
People were putting me in a box, like, oh, Gene, that's the party guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Even with the yogurt place.
Yeah.
People started calling me the frozen yogurt guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
that's why on my business card, it really doesn't have a title.
Right.
I don't want you to label me.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Don't label me. And that's just for me.
No, I think that's a big thing. You understand that goes back to growing up and understanding how society works. From the time we grow up, they put us in a box. You know what I'm saying? Like, you grow up checking boxes. What are you, African American? And I used to look at those like, well, I'm not African American. My parents from Haiti. It's like, like, can I get an extra box? But let me put other. So they make you start thinking that you have to put yourself in a box. And that's why I love, you know, being able to be called an alchemist. Like, that, you can take that alchemy to anything. So I'm great at a lot of things. It's and you can be great. But you have to master yourself first.
Yeah, master yourself.
Master yourself, and then you can be able to plant those seeds in one place, watch it grow, and then plant another one. That's a part of being an entrepreneur. And then you'll be able to diversification, and then you're able to build yourself up because now you have a portfolio of businesses. And the whole point is to get to the point where you're the investor now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have the bag. And it's like, oh, I believe in what you are. I believe in your capabilities, and I'm going to invest my time, my energy with you so that we can watch this grow together. And then you're just, that's how you'll be able to create the generational wealth. But it's about educating yourself and learning more and more. And
when did you become Russell Simmons says, when did you see the light, man?
I saw the light in the darkness.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I lost my aunt. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take it 10 years ago after the Haiti earthquake. I went over there the week after with my father. We did relief work. My aunt has a hospital over there, L'Hôpital Espoir. And when I went over there, it changed my life because I saw such a crazy experience. People digging out their family member through the rubble. People were just happy to just have a bottle of water. Just a bottle of water. These kids were like, oh, and I'm like, yo, we are spoiled over here in the United States. Like, you don't understand how spoiled we are. We have running water at all times. We have food at us. We have a house over our head. These kids are sleeping outside because they're petrified of another earthquake coming. And for me, I was like, listen, I'm never taking my life for granted. And then a little bit after that, I lost my aunt out of nowhere unexpectedly. And when you go through those times and you go through pain, it forces you to say, I don't want to feel this pain anymore. And I had to find a knowingness, and you can only find the light through the darkness, and then that's where I really went to start going to church heavily, and it's when you're in those vulnerable spaces where you're like, you have nowhere else to be, like, just God help me, I just broke down one day and I was like weak, but that's the whole part of the alchemy, is like the deconstruction of the ego, and I felt like I had nothing. And that's when I had room to be filled back up. Because if you're just running off ego the whole way, you're too hard, you know?
Yeah.
And then you find that softness. And that was where the spirit was able to come down through me. And then I found meditation through my former partner, Chef Jay. And then the meditation was what brought the everything together. I started to feel, you know, because religion, it gives you the information, but it doesn't give you the connection. The spiritual connection is what I was lacking. And that's what meditation allowed me. I realized that God wasn't just something exterior to me. God is something that was inside me.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of what it is at this moment, our hearts are beating. How much control do we have over that? Nothing. We have no control of when it stops.
Yeah.
But we have a God that's keep giving us life. We have air that's accessible to us at every moment. we don't have to pay for. When we go to sleep, the body continues. It does the reproductive system. God is constantly working. And then I started realizing how beautiful life was, that I saw existence and I saw God in all life at any moment. And then when you find that clarity, you start to become grateful for everything. You get grateful for every moment that you have. You get grateful for everything. And the gratitude, going back to just the witnessing what the people that are going through, people are suffering all over the world right now. We are living comfortably because we're able to not, people have bombs coming on their head all across the world, petrified. And understanding where my ancestors came from to where they brought us to now and seeing where life is going, that's a blessing. And the more and more you count your blessings with an attitude of gratitude, you just create more abundance. And then that's where life, that's where God's going to start to really give you everything that you ask for. And now I'm in a place of alignment. I understand that I'm a living vibration. And when I keep myself this high, the opportunities are just going to align with me. It's no longer really, because I believe in grind, like you have to do the grind. But now I'm in a place of alignment now, because mm-hmm. I did the grind work already. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just aligning with what's for me. And the opportunities are presenting themselves. It's like everything just comes your way. Everything is given to you. When they say that God is going to give you everything that you won't really have to work for, the meek shall inherit the earth. It's headed that way. So that's it was really through about 10 years ago. The first major thing was the Haiti earthquake, seeing the people go through it, losing my aunt. 3 years later, I lost my godson. He was eight years old.
8 years old.
And that was that. That was the I was like, wow. And then for me, it was like through death, it gave you so much pain and you're like, I don't want to feel this pain anymore. And I started understanding that the spiritual realm is like these bodies are only temporary. Beyond this, there is another life after this. Whether anybody believes it or not, your spirit is eternal. It doesn't die. Energy does not die. It just gets recycled or reformed into something else. And I had confirmations in my dream when like my dream state started becoming more clear. My aunt would show up in my dreams. She'd smile. So that's like, they never speak to you in your dream space, but they'll smile and let you know, like, I'm here. Like, they're on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I had the same thing with my godson. And those type of confirmations is like, there's a God. I have confirmation. I just have to do what I can while I have the time here on this earth to make it as impactful as possible so that when I leave, I can say that it's bigger than, you know, the money and the businesses that he created. That's the aftermath. Mm-hmm. What did he do for people? Mm-hmm. You know, the way that Kobe's life, the way they're talking about Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Forget about it. Would you rather be Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan? Even though Michael Jordan may have been a better basketball player, but Kobe Bryant did more for the culture. Mm-hmm. Kobe helped people understand things, and he was trying to help people find their mentality. It's the Mamba mentality is what I'm talking about. Yes, everything I'm talking about is the Mamba mentality.
Yeah. I was gonna say that.
That's it. And I learned to acquire that. So people just now when I have clients, I teach so many people, especially entrepreneurs, people that run businesses, about having the mentality because they have the gifts. They have the gifts already. We all have natural talents, but it's about finding the balance between your spiritual and the material. The material can't drive you because mm-hmm. the material does not last forever.
No.
You understand? You when you die, your money doesn't stay with you. It goes to the next person. Your spirit is forever. And the fact that people can't see the spirit, it's hard for them to believe in. And that's why it's hard for them to find the faith. But that's the understanding of the work that I do. And nothing brings me more satisfaction than saying I've helped over 300 people make their lives more impactful, find their purpose just through finding who they were. And that's leading them back to themselves. It's nothing that's really in a place of this exterior. So,
And that's the legacy.
Yeah.
That's the legacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and on this show, you know, and I don't want to keep going through this, but it's, on this show, I talk about one of the constants is legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like legacy play, legacy.
Yeah.
Because when certain people pass away, it's like, especially in this time,
mm-hmm.
especially in this time, someone would pass and they talk about it for like maybe a day.
Yeah.
And it's gone, done.
That's it.
And that's a celebrity. If it's like someone like you don't know, it's like an hour, 10 minutes.
Life,
it's like,
life
all right,
keeps going.
Sorry, yep. My condolences. On to the next.
That's it. Life don't stop.
Yeah. Right? And you're seeing it so much. I remember as a kid, death was maybe once every maybe 15 years. Yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't see it that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then once I started getting older, it was like every month.
Yeah.
Now you're getting older, it's like every day.
Yeah.
And even though when we were younger, death was every second.
Yeah.
But in our family,
yeah, you don't realize
you don't really see it.
It doesn't hit you.
You know, you went to a funeral maybe once every 2 years. Yeah. You know, now it's like,
oh man,
it's like all the time.
You bring me back, because when I lost my first loss was my grandfather, and I was in eighth grade, and I forget my mother came and picked me up early from a basketball game. We won. I had a great game, and then she's like, she asked the coach like, "Can I take him out early?" I'm like, "Why?" So I was excited on the way home, and then when she told me that, oh, Papa passed. Yo, I was the worst pain in the world. And when you talk about pain, like, especially going to the funeral, if you ever been to a Haitian funeral, yeah, your grandmother's aunts, oh, man, they are rolling all over the place. Like, it's like they lost everything, man. Mm-hmm. You know, all over the place. I'm way. It's crazy. So.
But, you know, so when I was younger, that's how it was.
Yeah.
But as I got older... Like my father taught, basically my father's the way you are now.
Yeah.
So my father was teaching me and my sister what you're thinking now.
Yes.
Right? And I was a kid.
Yeah.
My father used to tell me straight up, don't buy me any flowers at my funeral.
Mm.
Because you never gave me flowers when I was alive.
Exactly.
I used to be like, what? He was like, He was like, don't cry at my funeral.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen you cry in front of me.
Wow.
When I'm living.
Yeah.
So that was the mentality. Like, yeah. He was like, yo, you shouldn't cry for people because the spirit never leaves.
Exactly.
They're gonna always be with you.
Right.
You never cried when they were here.
Right.
If you are,
exactly,
do it now.
Exactly.
Cry for me right now.
Right.
That's how my dad used to be. He was tough. True. And growing up, he's like, oh, man, my God. Like, this guy's intense.
It makes sense. But look where you are now.
Yeah,
because you were given that type of mentality from young. That's why being a father is so important. You know, for me, a father and a mother have two different jobs. The mother's a nurturer. She's a lover. And obviously, she's there to teach you. But the father aspect is so important, because they're going to give you the tough love and a different side of it. You know, it's a balance that's necessary and needed. Everything. We had a conversation on the phone about polarities. And it's understanding that there's a feminine aspect and a masculine aspect that we all contain within us. We all came from a mother and a father. Mm-hmm. And you have to find that balance within yourself. You cannot be too overly emotional, because that's never too good. And you can't be too overly toxic masculine. You get a president that we got right now. So it's understanding that it's finding the balance within yourselves to really understand that, and I love the fact that your pops did that, because now it gives me more clarity of how you're able to get to the place and succeed as well as you have, and from there we just the legacy we pass on to our sons.
Yeah, it's
so that's
true.
And they're just going to be at a better advantage than we were at.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of life.
You know, we see both. You know, I had both. My mom was at, like, typical.
Yeah.
And my dad was totally different. I used to be, like, going to funerals. And I was like, why is my dad like this?
Yeah.
And then my mom is like,
yeah.
You know? And even so now I have a son.
Yeah.
I take my son to funerals.
Yeah.
People were like, no, he's a kid. He's a baby. Don't do that. Like, why? And I'm like, no, he should.
You can learn. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's part of life.
Yeah.
And then now he's 4.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this person died. Where's grandma?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, grandma's in heaven and grandma's with you. Grandma's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, grandma's with, you know, has wings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, I see grandma sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's cool. So, you know what I'm saying? So
it's perspective.
So
I think
it's all
it's
about,
powerful, man.
You know, when you make death a negative thing,
yeah,
it's going to become negative.
Right.
Right? Now, the way people pass, that's the unfortunate part. You feel, you know, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, how? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
good to feel the emotions, though.
But
you gotta,
emotions,
you gotta
yeah,
go
you have to feel
it.
Emotions.
Feel
like, I felt,
processing.
You know, when Kobe passed, I didn't know him personally.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know him personally at all. But the way he made me feel, and this is how Maya Angelou always talks about.
Yeah.
You don't remember what person said to you, but the way the person made you feel is the most important part, right?
Wow.
I've never met him. He's the only jersey in my house.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. He's the only jersey in my house, right? And that Mamba mentality that they keep talking about, now it's like, you know, something.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, the Mamba mentality is what made me complete the Kevin Hart comedy show.
Yeah. That
right?
That was legendary.
Like,
that was
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. all those nights being a top producer at the mortgage company.
Yeah.
That was because I was studying Kobe.
Yeah.
Before this, of course, obviously, of course, right? Yeah. And it was because I used to like, how does this guy shoot air balls his first year and then win six chips?
Mm-hmm.
How does he beat so many people?
Yeah.
I want to beat all these That's people, it. Right? How do I become the top mortgage guy? How do I become the top producer? Right. How do I become the top promoter in the city? How do I become the top everything that I want to go into a space, in any space that I want to get into,
right?
Right, and I studied him. Mm-hmm. I studied Jay-Z. I studied Damon Dash. I studied Diddy.
Yeah,
and I said, okay. And something about Diddy that I realized was, so Diddy has single pointed focus, right? Just like all of them do. Yeah. Anybody successful always has single pointed focus.
Right.
So when Diddy was in his time, where he's like, I'm promoting Sean John, that was it.
That was it.
It didn't matter what albums, it didn't matter anything else. But then once Summertime, then he had like 3 months, and then all of a sudden he would switch.
Yeah.
And he'll go Summertime, then you would see Ciroc.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he would promote Ciroc for the whole summer, make a killing, and then fall comes, then it's music.
Yeah. He set the foundation, but it's just a focus. Yeah. He set the foundation. You build it. You now build you're watching it grow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Now I can go to the next seed, plant those seeds, build it up. It's genius, and that's the power of focus. When you sit there and focus and put the work in. I was watching one of Kobe's things, and he was like, "Listen, you know, most people wake up. They wake up at 9 o'clock, and then they work out for a couple hours, break, and then they come back later on work out." He's like, "But if you wake up at 4 o'clock, then you can." I'm like, this is the mama mentality, and you all you care about is being better. It's not about the checks. It's about being my best. And a lot of people, if they're doing it for the check, you know, and he call out Shaq and stuff like that because he say Shaq was lazy, but you know, Shaq's about his money. You know, Shaq's about his bread, and he's not about that. The money is not what's gonna people gonna respect. They're gonna respect what you did for your life, and that's what the legacy is about. Do you want to be a hero? Heroes die, but legends last forever. And he's going to last forever because of that. The simple understanding, the work that nobody sees you doing. And that's what it is to be a successful entrepreneur. It's not about the glitz and glam, fronting for the gram. It's about what are you doing when nobody's watching?
Nobody's watching.
And that's what I'm saying. No one's going to understand putting in 20,000 hours in meditation in the darkness with your eyes closed. Like, it doesn't make sense to them. I do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because it makes me a better person. I have more awareness. I have more consciousness. Because if I can see things before they happen, or I can feel energy shift in the room, I can say, oh, his intentions are wrong right off the bat because I have innate gift to just read energy. I'm at an advantage because you can sit there watching somebody waste your time with that person. I'm like, nah, he's just here for himself. You know what I mean? Well, I know I saw him I saw his whole game plan from the beginning. And it's like when they say the best offense is a good defense. That's the defense.
Self-awareness.
It's self-awareness. It's about knowing yourself. Know thyself. Rule number one, know thyself.
That's the tip of the day, guys.
Know thyself. You know, when you know yourself, you can know everything else, because that's what it is. It's so, you know, it's funny. It came to me out of meditation. It's one of these lines. You know, the term, you know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's jack of all trades, master of one. You master that one self. You know what I mean? We all come from the one. We're all attached to the one, the creator of all things, whatever you call it, Jesus, Buddha, Yeshua, Yahweh, Allah, Muhammad, whatever it is, they were all preaching one thing, and that's love. It's really just trying to get to that place of love, unconditional love, and that's work. It's work to go through emotions, to go through hate, to go through people that make you feel bad, forgiveness. Those things don't come easy, to forgive when someone did something foul to you, but you do the forgiveness for yourself. Because that person's laying in your head rent-free. You thinking about them like, I can't believe he did that to me. That's your energy.
Yeah.
That's messing with your energy field. They're living their best life, not even thinking about you.
Not even thinking about you.
So you just sitting there, you all set like, it's a mentality. So once you get out your mind state, and that's for me, I'm an advocate of mental health, because mental health is everything. You really got to be mentally strong to make it out here, especially in this world that we live in. It's tough out here if you want to make it, and it's about being mentally pretty strong, and you can't be driven by the material. The material will come once you master the spiritual, because a lot of people, they don't master the spiritual, and they, you know, you see billionaires that want to, you know, they're not happy.
They're not.
You know, it's just suicide and all that. It's like, or the recession comes and they lose their jobs, jumping out of windows. They wasn't mentally strong. Because you understand, it's not about chasing the material. We hustling backwards out here. So I'm trying to let people understand that there's nothing wrong with scaling back. Say, you know what? I got to go back to the drawing board. Because time is an illusion. It's a man construct. Time really doesn't exist. We use time as a reference to understand, like, yo, I got to be here at 9 o'clock. I got to meet at 11 o'clock. But it should not control your life. But that's how life has been constructed for a reason. Mm-hmm. But once you take your time back, you can become the master of your world and the master of your universe, and you can manifest anything. And that's just where I'm at now. With this clarity, it's like everybody needs to understand this. This is free love, man. I don't like.
I love this, man. I love this energy. I feel like I'm in a cloud right now, bro.
No, it's an energy. It's an energy that comes. It's an energy you carry with people, and it affects people. And that's why, you know, I could be the most quiet person in the room and nobody would know. And I could be the most dumb. I could play dumb and just, you know, because it's like. It's consciousness is like, it really doesn't have an age. You know, like, I'm not going to go that deep with a 5-year-old, you know, but I'm still going to keep it real with them. And certain people, they just want to talk about sports. That's cool. I could talk about sports. But if you want to go deep in, you know, I could go deep, but you got to be able to swim. And swimming is one of those things that not everybody knows how to do. And if you have a fear to swim, you don't want to go there. It's like, whoa, because I'm going to totally just take your mindset that you may have had and destroy it, because it's like you wasn't ready for me. But I'm ready for it now, man. This decade is about foundations. 2020, 2 + 2 = 4. 4 is the number of stability. And when you talk about Jay-Z and you're talking about Diddy, they both fours. They both born on the 4th. My father's born on the 4th of February. So the understanding of what that stands is now it's creating a foundation. And I'm ready for it, man. It's Faith, Grind, Inspire. Let's do it, man.
Man,
my man Gene. I told you I was waiting for this for a long time. I'm so glad we got that this time has come. And that's just how the universe works. And It's an honor and blessing. It's humbling, man. I feel it. Like, when I, like my crown, I feel like when the chills come down, it's like confirmation from the higher ups. Like, you in the right place. And it's a confirmation that, like, you're doing the right thing. So it's an honor and pleasure to do this. And I'm so ready for it, because it's been a lot of work. And it's a lot of work on myself that you have to do in the dark. You have to be able to face whatever it is, face your demons. Everybody knows, you could know what your shortcomings are. And if you don't, you should find somebody that can help you. That's what a coach is for, to be able to help you become your best self. And that's what coaching, I found so much satisfaction in coaching, because when people come with me and they leave and they come back like, yo, it's crazy. I'm just like, everything is changing. Everything's coming easier. And it's like I find more satisfaction of being like the Phil Jackson that helped somebody win so many championships instead of having to be the LeBron James, you know? Mm-hmm. It's great to watch, but at the end of the day, that don't last forever. So for me, it's like if I can help people get there and we can win together, that's what it's about. And that's that with that, it's a trickle effect. Because if I could be one person, but if I could teach 100 people, now it's 100 people, and that just spreads out, and the light continues to spread. So it's incredible. It's incredible, my guy.
So Kobe, with that being said, so I'm just letting you guys know. So the announcement I wanted to make.
Oh man, you gonna drop it on him?
We're dropping it on him, man. Because you know it's only right. So we're bringing on. So we're Faith Grind Inspire, right? I'm big on balance. I'm big on energy. I'm big on, you know, just positive vibes. And I really feel like the next level of this podcast, you know, I've been searching, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been searching for the right fit. And, you know, I had conversations with Kobe and I said to myself, man, this is it. This is him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the person. I need someone that's going to not only align with me, but align with the vision of the podcast, right? Because it's not about us, right? It's about other people. It's about you guys listening every week.
Absolutely.
I get messages, Kobe, from people sending me gifts, right? Like, sending me, you don't know what you did. You don't know what this episode did for me. And like episode 32, like we're up to like 90 something,
yeah,
right? And it makes me feel really, really proud.
It's priceless.
And it's priceless, man. Yeah. And that's the legacy that I'm talking
about. That's it.
Right? Because it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with what school you went to.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
Right? And not saying education is not the most, you know, it's not important, but it's the way, if your education is not going to help other people advance in their own way.
That's
unless
a fact.
You inspire them to do it.
Exactly.
Right. So with that being said, man, you know, I welcome you as, you know, one of the newest co-hosts of Faith Grind Spy Podcast. Word, bro.
It is an honor and pleasure.
You know, and it's important for me, man, because, you know, I've been for 2 years. It's a great thing to bring on going, you know, past 2 years with someone,
right?
And, you know, shout out to Jeff, my former co-host.
Great guy, man. Great guy.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
He's helped me start. He's the one that gave me the start to think about ACA.
Yeah.
Right? You know, but... You know, our alignment as far as the podcast for me, it's we're in two different spaces,
absolutely.
Right? And you know, it's just not for here.
That's
where
the
I
want to
go,
yeah,
where I want to take this. I feel like you would do really good, and you could help more people, and we could do. I want to do men events.
Yeah,
I want to do events. My wife was like, we should do meditation events with everyone, not just men.
Of course.
You know, we can go into, we're already in the schools.
Yeah.
So I want to take Faith Grind Inspire deeper into the schools.
Yeah.
I want to do more.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we could save these kids, if we could save these families.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes it is all mindset.
It is.
Right? I want to do workshops.
Yeah.
Right? With other financial people.
Absolutely.
To talk about how to build a legacy through, financial products, through real estate, through investments, through insurance, like everything.
Absolutely.
But I feel like you're the guy to do it.
Oh,
right?
Man.
So thank you.
I
welcome on
that.
Board.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And let's make this happen, man. Like, I don't
done.
Care where we are. Like,
yeah.
It could be the garden.
Yeah.
It could be my office.
Right.
Like, I don't care where we do
Anywhere.
This podcast. But it's more of how can we serve and help others?
That's
period.
It. That's it.
That's so
what I live for.
With that, man, there's a question we always ask, and you're not gonna get away from this one. So, out of Faith, Grind, Inspire, which word resonates with you and why?
Inspire. Inspire is this point, you know. Inspire is that's it. You know, it's a spiritual thing. You know, you can only inspire within. So I love that the word inspire. So I tell everybody that I work with, I said, we're so busy in a world that we're looking out that we have to return back in. And anything that is important in life is going to start with the in. Whether it's inspiration, integrity, intellect, intelligence, inspiration, it starts with in. So once you understand how important that is, inspiration is everything. And at one point, we've all been inspired by somebody that helped us get to the point to give us the faith to be like, if he did it, I can do it. And then you put the grind work in. So inspire is definitely what my life is about at this point. I've gone through the whole point of, you know, grinding and faith, and the grinding doesn't really bring much happiness, but the inspiration, inspiring people, like you said, when they call you and they say, this has helped me grow, or people are saying like, yo, my life has gotten so much better. There's no better feeling, you know, there's no better feeling. I had a police officer, he meditated with me. He cried. He's like, yo, I've never felt this much peace before. And he sent me an email and he's like, yo, my life has changed so much for the better. I don't feel like this pain in my body I used to feel. This is priceless. You know, a check could come. You get that little dopamine fix. It's like, this is here. And all of a sudden the check is gone. And then it's like, it's on to the next. Let me search for the next fix.
Exactly.
But the inspiration, knowing that I left the imprint on somebody's life and they could go on and we may never have to speak ever again. But I know that they've already made the confirmation through me to me to say what I've done for them. So inspiration is inspiring, is what I live for at this moment, and that's where we're at.
Man, I love it, man. You have any other things that you want to mention or talk about as far as, you know, your vision for the podcast or anything?
The sky, there's no limit. There's no limitation. We're limitless. You know, I feel like, you know, when you speak about alignment and you said, you know, where you're at in life, relationships, it's a part of, you know, evolving as a being. You know, you're going to be in alignment at one point and then you lose alignment, and that's great. But the fact is, you're still able to pay homage to people that look at the good, even if it's death, to say, like, what has this person, like, there's so much good. You know, a lot of people focus on the bad. Just focus on the good that someone brings to life. And we're going to be able to do so many great things, and it's all going to be for an alignment. Like the financial and the entrepreneur things, all of those things we're going to do. And it's about seeing people of color like us that look like us, that can relate to us and show people that y'all can do it too. And we're here to help. And that's what it is. So I'm just looking forward to be able to help change people's lives by giving them the information, bringing them into light, taking them out of darkness and giving them what they need. And thank you, Gene. Once again, thank you for making this happen. Thank you for just reaching out. I'm humbled that you asked me to be your co-host to do this. And it's not going to be something that you regret.
No, I don't think so. I know this time, you know, when you talk about self-awareness and knowing yourself, like I meditate too, right?
I know.
And I had to really, really think about it. The first time I actually brought in a co-host, it wasn't that I was searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
It just...
It popped up.
It popped up, and I just did it. This time, like I was searching for it, right? And I meditated, and I said, I need something. I need to take this to the next level. This is not where it's supposed to be, man.
Mm.
And I see that it was staying where, you know, stagnant, and you know, it wasn't that the guests aren't great. The guests are great. The energy was fine. You know what I'm saying? The episodes did their numbers.
Yeah.
But I want more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't think I could have done any more any other way.
Right.
Right? And so you being a dad, you being, you know, the way you think and the way you are.
Yeah.
Right? And growing the way you grew.
Yeah.
Right? And your evolution.
Yeah.
I think it's very powerful for a young person to see.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And because you went through all the stages, bro.
Yeah, like, I went to hell and back.
It, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've seen it all.
Yeah.
Right? And I believe that your contribution, not only to this, but your contribution to the world is going to be a powerful one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I want to be on that journey with you because I want to be part of that.
I'm humbled,
right?
Man. Likewise.
And it's real. You know what I'm saying? And it's interesting that we started off throwing parties together.
Yeah.
That was going to change the world.
And now we're here.
You know, so it's cool, man.
I think so, with something deep, going back to the end part, you said, and I talk to people about this all the time, it goes the intention.
Intention.
Mm-hmm. Whatever your intentions are is what's going to happen. If you're vague with your intentions, you're going to get vague results. Because you have somebody that's like, I'm looking for a job. You know, you're going to get a job. It ain't going to be a job that you like. You're going to hate it after a while. Or I need a man. You're going to get a man. It ain't going to be the man that you're looking for. So when you set your intentions and you get very specific, I need this person to be, you know, God-fearing, family, these type of values. And then you're being specific with the universe, with God. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get specific results. But if you're vague, you can get vague results. So you have to be as specific as when you're ordering a sandwich. Let me get cheese, no pickles, no onions, mayo. Be very specific when you try to manifest in life, and that's what you'll get. And the fact that you're saying that, it doesn't surprise me. Once you start meditating more, you get more awareness to know that I need to do better so that I can get better results. And I'm just glad that I'm here at this point in life and time to make it happen. And it's, we're in the garden, man. My mom made it, you know. I got my Knicks play downstairs. I'm in the garden.
Yeah, you did a post a few weeks ago, man.
And it was last week.
Last week. Yeah. And it was funny, man, because the background was the garden. I was like, yo, wait until we show this.
And I was talking about alignment. I'm talking about alignment. And you people, you know, when you align yourself, God's gonna give you the people that you need to be surrounded with. And I was lit, and he slid right in my DMs like, yo, you know where you at, see you next week. And now we're here, and that's just how, you know, innately, when you find yourself in alignment, you align yourself with your higher self, is working for you and you don't even know. The magic is happening behind the scenes and you're just a vehicle just driving the spirit wherever it needs to go. And then whatever's meant for you will come. But the important part is to be aware of it in the moments. And you're going to have somebody that's going to bring awareness to you at times when you weren't even aware of it, just like you did. Mm-hmm. And that was a good time, man. So I'm excited. It's an honor and pleasure. And thank you for making this happen, my love.
No problem, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, too. Because you always talk about, you know, there's always an evolution, man. Mm-hmm. Like I've always, you know, my boy Dane is in the building, and he'll tell you, man. Like growing up, I've always been that entrepreneur. Like I'm always selling stuff. Yeah. Like you know, but I was always a talker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? Adding value. Oh, adding value. He said adding value.
Yeah.
I was always adding value. You're right. So now I feel like I'm at a place because when I was a kid, I used to always say, by 30, I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah,
by
me this, too. Yep.
You remember?
By 30, we always say that.
By 30,
man.
I'm going to be a millionaire. It happened at 27.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to have a convertible Mercedes at 30.
Yeah.
It happened when I was 19.
Yeah.
I had two of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna have a I'm not, you know, sexist or anything, but I'm gonna have a light skinned guy with this type of body, and I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
I ain't a marrying her. You know what I mean? Like I dreamt my wife up.
That's it.
When I was a kid. You know what I mean?
That's the power and of the mindset.
Yeah, man. Bro. Like you I dreamt her up. Like I told her, and so when I met her, listen to this on my alignment. When I saw my wife for the first time, I was like, yo, this is her.
This is it.
This is it. Yeah. So I went on a first date, and I told her, look, we're going to be engaged in 2 years. We're going to have 1 year engagement to make sure this is all right. And then we're going to be married, and we're going to have a boy. And we're going to, bro. And she was like, you're crazy. 12 years later, actually 15.
Yeah.
15 years later, we're married 11 years. We had the boy.
Yeah.
Everything I said we were going to do, we did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there were certain things. I said we're going to have businesses. I didn't know what businesses.
Yeah.
She was like, frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now we have frozen yogurt. Yeah. She's working on some projects. I can't wait to make those announcements.
Yeah.
She's an inventor now.
Nice.
Right? And she's all about healing.
Mm.
Right? So it's all in alignment, bro.
That's amazing.
But it's all with intention. You're right.
Yeah.
When you have the intention of knowing what it is
that you want to do,
you're gonna do it. Brianna,
results.
Brianna is, she's full of intention. Right?
Yeah.
Like she knew from when she was a kid. Look, I want to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So there's a picture she posted on Instagram, and it was her sitting on the steps with her sister, her grandmother, and her mom, right? And she was in a dress, right? And she looked so unhappy, and you could tell. Like, in her mind right there, she didn't want to be part of that, right? And she wanted to do something else. Like, she wanted to make film and create. But she didn't know she was in this little body, right? And it's funny because that's what I see.
Yeah.
That's what I saw, right? So people could try to force you to be in their boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, as long as you have the right intention and you have you understand your purpose, you're going to do what it is.
That's a
because
fact.
You can't force.
Yeah.
You can't trap anybody.
Yeah. People try to do it. And
people try to do it.
And unfortunately, it's usually the people closest to you and things of that nature that have that influence. And but it's a part of growth.
You know, it is a part of growth.
Listen, at the end of the day, I have to live with myself. You know, I can't live for people. And that's something that I had to stop doing. That's a part of learning.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't live for what my dad thinks is good. You know, what he feels is best. He's not going to know what's best for me because if he's... you have to understand who you're dealing with.
And all he's trying to do is protect.
Protect. You understand? They have the right. They have the right intentions.
Yeah,
they
right
do, you know.
Yeah.
But they only know a limited amount. It's only one thing that they really know. It's one track minded. But we live in. You have to understand that times are changing. And she, you know, the fact that she wanted to do this, she's ahead of the game. We're in a content age.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to do this because one, I've listened to so many episodes that you've put out, and I love the fact that it's always there. You know. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the line, people will always be able to reference it and hear your voice and so much power into it. And I just want to be able to just, you know, have my voice be heard and inspire other people's with just giving the information I have. You know, it's no point in just hoarding the information. No. We're in an information age. You can look up anything and find out the information. But when you can actually find it from somebody that's authentic and you can hear them and say, yeah, what he's saying is truth. It resonates with me. It makes sense. That's how it's able to drive you further, as opposed to just searching the internet and just seeing a bunch of false stuff that really doesn't make sense or not going to really lead you in the right direction. So,
and that's the cool thing about podcasts. Like, you know, talk my intention. And the last thing, because we got to end, right?
Yeah.
It's this. This podcast, there's no upsell. Right. Like, you could come on here, and I want you to come on here and give all the game.
Yeah.
Right? I bring real estate people on here. Yeah. I bring people who do other things that consultants, like, I don't care.
Right.
Because my intention is to inspire the people out here, wherever you are. Right. Right? I have people in California mm-hmm. that listen, Chicago,
right.
Detroit,
yeah.
Miami, Kissimmee. Like, I have people in Louisiana hitting me up. Mm. Like, people all over the country listen to the show. People in the Caribbean, Middle East. All like over. I get yeah. people from
international. Now. Yeah,
they listen to the show, and guess what? The principles that you hear on this show is universal.
Yeah,
and there's no upsell. Yeah. I'm not upselling you anything.
Right.
Right. Right. There's no program I want you to buy at the end.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's nothing you need to buy. You don't need to pay for this podcast. It's free.
Right.
It's free.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The only thing I'm doing is I'm bringing people on that you normally probably wouldn't see, and you're going to hear their mindset, and hopefully that mindset and the way they can inspire you to take action in your life. That's it.
That's it.
So anyway, where can people find you?
You can find me on I am underscore the alchemist on IG. My website that I just put up, Zencation Retreats. I have my first international retreat. It's on self love and self mastery. ZencationRetreats.com. You can follow them, Zencation Retreats, on IG. And it's all about self love and self mastery. That's May 14th to the 18th in Costa Rica. There's gonna be food. It's a beautiful, pure life. It's a beautiful island. So you're gonna be able to do the inner work. So anybody that feels like, you know, they may be going through something, they're very stressed, dealing with certain things. Put the investment in yourself. You know, it's worth it. It's worth it. And IamTheAlchemist.com is coming soon. So stay tuned. It's just like I said, the alignment is happening. So I'm gonna be able to, you know, put that out there. But yes, that is it, man. That is it. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate you, my brother.
Man. Thank you, man. So with that being said, I want to thank our producers, Matt, Brianna. Thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspired. Thank you to our in-studio audience today, Dane, my man.
Brian.
Nah, I wanted you to say it, but so they believe because there was no Dane.
Brian.
I wanted to say because the camera doesn't see them, so yeah. I want to make sure people know that you guys are actually here.
No, I'm not just talking. Here. Those real people.
So anyway, but I want to thank you guys for coming in and watching the magic. Thank you guys for always tuning in. You can catch us every Wednesday on WABC podcast. You can catch us on iTunes, wherever you listen, Spotify, YouTube. Yes. You can actually watch this clip or
subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, please. And like it, you know, like it, share it. And that's the only way we're going to grow, you know. So let's keep the faith, keep grinding, keep shining, and keep going no matter what. God bless.